Well, how are y'all doing tonight?
Trust this week has been helpful. Well, I've had more people ask me, probably 20 different individuals in this room, if I would speak on Roman Catholicism. And many of you have shared with me that you have either come out of Roman Catholic backgrounds or that you have friends or neighbors, relatives who are Roman Catholics. And it's a question that many people ask. You know, what is the difference between what Roman Catholics believe and what the Bible teaches? And so I think I'll share on that tonight, if that's okay. And it's a topic that we don't often hear people preach on or talk about. But we have seen come out in the last 5 years the new catechism of the Roman Catholic Church. It is the first revision of the Catholic Catechism in over 400 years. And it was published at the end of 1994 in English in 95, the official position of the Roman Catholic Church, the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And I'll be quoting from that tonight so that we have it from their own words as to what they teach and believe. Back in 1971, I was 21 years of age, and I was traveling around the world for Youth for Christ, speaking that year in 26 countries, traveling by backpack and sleeping bag, and traveled around the world by train and bus, and it was quite an experience. And I was traveling with two other individuals. We had worked down at Forest Home Christian Conference Center in Southern California, and we got the idea at the age of 21 that we were going to change the world, and so we started an organization called Till the Whole World Knows. And Dave Hopkins was a singer, and Craig Wilson was a comedian who works for Disney, and myself, I did the speaking. We ended up traveling all over the world, and it was quite a time. But we came in 1971 to Berlin, where we were speaking, and decided one day we had a day off, and so we went through Checkpoint Charlie into East Berlin, the communist sector at that time. And our goal was we boarded a East German train and headed towards south towards a town called Wittenberg. And our goal was to go to Wittenberg, Germany. And we got down there, walked the cobblestone streets, and looking for the church, where in 1517, a Roman Catholic Augustinian monk and professor, a biblical scholar in the Roman Catholic Church named Martin Luther, in 1517, nailed a scroll of paper to the church in Wittenberg, which essentially said, "I dissent, I disagree, I protest." And with those words, the Protestant or Protestant Reformation was born in 1517. This evening, I'd like to talk about why did a Roman Catholic scholar, a scholar in the church, protest? What was it that he disagreed with so strongly with the Vatican and Rome? Tonight is not an attack on Roman Catholics. Please understand that. And we may have Roman Catholics here. And I want you to know I have a great love for Catholics as people. But rather, tonight is a critique of the very real differences that do exist between what Roman Catholics teach and what God's Word, the Bible, teaches. Tonight I share not only from Catholic history and authority, including their councils and the new catechism that has been produced, but also from a lot of firsthand experience. As you know, my family and I were missionaries in the Philippine Islands during the 1980s, which is 95% Roman Catholic. I have spoken throughout Roman Catholic countries, in almost every country of South America and Central America and Mexico. I've lectured on three different occasions in Ireland, throughout the Irish Republic. I've been to Poland on several occasions, both 95% Roman Catholic. I've visited the Vatican on many occasions in Rome and spoken throughout Italy. I've been to the Catholic shrines of Fatima in Portugal, to Lourdes in France. And so I share from a lot of firsthand experience as well with Roman Catholicism. I want to just give you a little statistics. Here in the United States and Canada, or in the United States, there are about 61 million Roman Catholics. In Canada, almost half the population, about 10 million, most of them in Quebec. About 24% of North America today are Roman Catholics. As you know, the Catholic Church has been an important force in world affairs. During the Middle Ages, it was a great political power in Western Europe. Their universities and monasteries became centers of learning. During the 1500s and 1600s, Catholic missionaries traveled to the New World, to Africa and Asia, where they played an important role in spreading Western culture. Certainly, the Catholic Church has influenced art, people like Michelangelo and Raphael. Certainly, architecture, we see the great cathedrals of Europe. Certainly influenced literature and music and painting and sculpture. The Roman Catholic Church today operates schools and universities like Notre Dame and Boston College. They have orphanages and hospitals and homes for the aged throughout the world. People see all these things and they say, well, what is it then that you disagree with as a Bible-believing Christian? Well, let me say that it is not the core of Catholic theology that disturbs us. For Roman Catholics do believe and confess the Trinity. They believe in the deity of Christ. They believe in His virgin birth, His sinlessness, His miracles, His vicarious death on the cross, His bodily resurrection, His second coming. Rather, what disturbs us tonight is what Catholics have added to the Scriptures over the years so that Catholics can no longer see the gospel as proclaimed in God's Word. They have added traditions and ideas of men, which are not found in Holy Scripture, and which in fact are contrary to Scripture, as we will see. Some of these traditions and teachings today of the Roman Catholic Church that we as Bible-believing Christians disagree with include the following. Some of these ideas which we reject and which Martin Luther protested against include such things as the church is built on Peter, who they say was the first pope. The doctrine of purgatory, after death, to purge oneself of sin. The prayers to Mary and dead saints to mediate on our behalf. Images to pray and kneel before. A confession to a priest, a man, for absolution. The Mass and sacraments as necessary for salvation. The teaching that tradition is equal in authority with God's words. The teaching that salvation comes only through the Roman Catholic Church. Also, the Eucharist of the Mass and transubstantiation, that the wafer and wine literally become the body and blood of Christ in the Mass. Also, we reject the teaching of penance and the selling of indulgences. The veneration and worship of Mary created in recent years around the world. Also, such things as holy water, canonization of dead saints, the celibacy of the priesthood, the rosary. All of these are traditions that came into the church and became dogmas of the church, and the church has continued to teach them as if they were scripture. It was in 1545 at the Council of Trent that the Roman Catholic Church declared that tradition was to be equal in authority with Scripture in 1545. Once they had made tradition, and they were responding to Martin Luther's in 1517 that was claiming that many of these traditions had no biblical foundation. Well, in order for the church to justify that, they called together the Council of Trent in 1545, and they said, well, we're going to declare that man-made tradition, the tradition of the church, is now going to be equal in authority with God's Word, the Bible. Well, once they made the traditions of men in the church, or the councils of the church, equal in authority with Scripture, then the Catholic Church was free to continue to add more traditions, including such things as the Immaculate Conception of Mary, the sinlessness of Mary, the bodily assumption of Mary into heaven declared in 1950, the teaching that Mary is the mother of God and the mother of the church declared in 1965. You add to this such things as monks, nuns, monasteries, convents, 40-day Lent, Holy Week, Ash Wednesday, All Saints Day, and the list goes on and on. Traditions that have come into the church that have no biblical foundation whatsoever.